Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Jake Smith from Intel Corporation's Data Center Solutions and Technologies team, and welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. I'm joined today by our special guest, Jim Shkralis, Director of Product Marketing for Sios. Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud, Jim.
Jake, great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for stepping in today. Tell us a little bit about your company, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sios, as a company, has been around for about 20 years. And we've got in-depth capability around high availability and serving up mission-critical applications into the enterprise on a global basis. We've sold over 70,000 licenses. And based on our customer intimacy, we saw opportunities in terms of improving the overall operational performance of the IT infrastructure, particularly in the virtualized area. And so we have some IP around machine learning. And we're applying the principles of machine learning to characterize the behavior of what's going on in customers' very complex virtual infrastructures. And for myself, I've been in a product management role, product marketing role, for about 15 years. Had those roles at HP, more recently with EMC, and I had portfolio product management responsibility there, governing about 14 different products. And I had a great opportunity to work for a company like Sios and take on the responsibility of managing Sios IQ, really the first product in the space leveraging the principles of machine learning.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Well, obviously, Intel's a big fan of machine learning and analytics and artificial intelligence, as you know. But you guys do it a little bit differently. So let's talk a little bit about Sios and why machine learning-based analytics are so important.
What we're seeing is there is a trend in the industry relative to machine learning or the application of artificial intelligence, of which, you know, machine learning is a subset thereof. But the industry is labeling dynamic thresholds, if you will, as machine learning. That's just a way of applying statistical analysis to smooth out the data so it reduces the anomalous behavior within a customer's infrastructure. But with that, there's also less precision. And typically, those applications are looking down a single silo. Sios IQ does things very differently by truly leveraging the principles of machine learning, where it characterizes the behavior of each of the objects within your environment. It knows, for example, that a backup job is running Friday night, and it's going to put pressure on your infrastructure. But we've seen that time and time again, because we've seen that take place every Friday, if you will. And we know that the job runs to completion, and there's no impact to any other workloads in the environment. So we're not generating noise, if you will. The single silo solutions looking down maybe the compute stack, firing off lots of alerts as a result of maybe CPU utilization rates spiking. But we've deduced that the job runs successfully and to conclusion, and we're not generating nuisance alerts and stuff. And then we'll take that further after having learned the behavior of the workloads within the environment. We'll be able to identify anomalous behavior, such that if a new workload is introduced across the shared resources and you're running the backup job and then an additional workload that was recently provisioned is running, it applies, let's say, an inordinate amount of pressure within the infrastructure and then causes an impact to that backup job. We'll be able to ID the fact that it was a backup job that was impacted, and we'll also be able to identify the root cause of the issue. The root cause of the issue being a recently provisioned virtual machine, spiking CPU utilization rates, and impacting other workloads. And within our recommendations, we'll offer very precise and prescriptive recommendations that tell the admin that, in fact, you know, the issue has, you know, taken place within the compute infrastructure, so we'll automatically triage the issue and then tell the admin what to do. And the suggestion in this case might be to rebalance the infrastructure by moving the virtual machine off this particular compute resource and onto another. We're that prescriptive. Where other applications tell you to go down the rabbit hole and you get lost and you don't get precise recommendations in terms of resolving the issue at hand. So we really focus on delivering, reducing mean time to identification as well as accelerated mean time to resolution. That's how different we are.
You know, as we start to look at some of these hyper-converged solutions that are entering the market, it's very clear that clusters, and your background at EMC certainly doesn't hurt, but very clear that clusters are going to be a big part of the way people begin to deploy their cloud infrastructures moving forward. Can you talk a little bit about how Sios works in clusters?
Absolutely. You know, it works certainly within clusters, and within clusters, you've got shared resources, and will, on an ongoing basis, which is to say real time, analyze the behavior of the workloads within that particular cluster and the pressure that it applies across the cluster. IQ will surface issues with regard to the preparedness of your cluster to fail over. And if you don't have sufficient resources to fail over to, if you will identify resources that could perhaps be repurposed to be leveraged within the cluster so that you can have a highly available system. We're also continually analyzing the assets within the cluster, compute resources, network, as well as storage resources. And if we identify particular workloads that would benefit from storage acceleration, flash technology from Intel that might be deployed on a host or within a hybrid or all flash infrastructure. So within the confines of a cluster, we constantly sort of learn the behavior, and we're not only delivering precise root cause analytics, we're also looking for areas where you can optimize the infrastructure as well.
So let's talk about the Intel products that Sios takes advantage of. You know, you talked about CPU utilization, SSD wear leveling. Can you talk a little bit about how Sios optimize for Intel technologies?
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, if customer has the flash technology from Intel deployed, and we see that a particular workload would benefit from acceleration. It's a mission-critical workload. And let's say there's some end user latency taking place. We'll identify that there is flash technology deployed and make a recommendation to move these particular workloads to flash, and also make recommendations in terms of the cache and the cache block size to optimally make use of the flash technology from Intel.
So how can our end users and our end customers find out more?
You can access our joint website located at Intel, and you can also get additional information from Sios.com.
Jim, thank you for your time, and thank you for bringing Sios to the attention of our listeners. My name is Jake Smith. Have a great day. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night, wherever you may be in the world. Thanks, and take care. We'll be right back.